At a high moment in the service, we open our ark. We bring out one of our Torahs. After some prayers and proclamations, the person assigned to carry it wanders around the room and ends up back at the bima, where the scroll is opened and read. I've heard many explanations as to why we do this and what the proper etiquette is for this. But sometimes it's difficult to discern between actual reasons given by historical Jewish leaders and messianic reasons given by well-meaning but sometimes uninformed leaders in the messianic movement who are often looking for new explanations for old traditions. The simple reason for having a Torah processional is to emulate a ritual, emulate in a ritual way the verse in Numbers 10:35, which says, and you heard it today, "So it was, whenever the ark set out, that Moses said, 'Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you.'" It represents the power of God to protect his people and to make them unconquerable. Now the etiquette is to move to the aisle as the Torah approaches and to touch it with a Bible or a siddur or the corner of one's tallit. In most places, it is not touched directly by one's hand, although there are places where this practice is considered acceptable. Our preference here is not to touch it with the hand, but that's, again, not one of those rules that you'll get struck dead like a certain guy named Uzzah. Anything else involving ritual observance, we should be careful not to injure someone's spirit by bringing harsh criticism or uninvited instruction. If visitors don't know our customs, we should be more lenient and provide gentle correction at an opportune time. But why do we give such honor to a scroll? It's not the scroll that we honor, although we certainly wish to show due respect.